We are reveling in the music and words of the Rolling Stones. This is the studio album's vinyl collection, 1971 to 2016, All Access. I'm Dan Neer, and this is Keith Richards.
Waiting on a Friend was cut in 72. In Jamaica, none of that stuff was cut. Tattoo You was cut all out of the can. It was just taken out of the can. Yeah, but it's there. I mean, you can finish it off. You know, I mean, if it's a well-recorded track, there's no reason. I mean, you can add things to it, and you can remix it. You can finish. I mean, some of them are just tracks. They're not even songs. You know, you say, well, there's a song there somewhere. It's a great track. Waiting on a Friend was never finished. No, that was like the oldest track. Tops on Tattoo You was also 72. The newest track on Tattoo You was at least 3 years old. And the oldest one was 9 years old. Yeah. And the funniest thing is to read the reviews for that and say, the freshest album in years. They've really come back on the mark. They've really put it together and really worked hard.
Stand in the door way.
the lovely Waiting on a Friend from Tattoo You by the Rolling Stones. Charlie Watts.
What was good with a band like ours, who had an identity, i.e. the tongue and all that, it's great in retrospect because you have this terrific sort of logo tie-up and that, you know. So it, and you had your own label, it tied it into the artist, you know.
While having your own record label and iconic logo is good for a band, here's an issue that most other bands would love to have.
We have a bit of a problem there when we tour because you always think, oh, we make this one totally different. But of course, you do have to play Satisfaction. You don't have to, and you can miss it out. But generally, people would love to hear it. So it's quite difficult. And as the years have rolled by, as we say, you know, you're going to do Bitch or something. Maybe you shouldn't, but you look at the list. We've done it in rehearsals. We play 160 songs out of the 600 we've got. Rehearse them, not seriously, but we play them. We don't actually rehearse them, we play them. And Mick has a problem that me and Ronnie and Keith, to an extent, don't have, is that he's got to entertain this crowd that have turned up to see it. While we can very complacently look at each other and doodle away or play very nice, you know, and enjoy ourselves while he's entertaining this crowd that aren't interested in that. All they want to do is get down and us to play rock stuff or something. New York is cold and damp. TV is just a blank. Looks like another dead end Sunday. What about an early night? Monday never feels so bright.
Glow. She got it in the blood. She's hot.
From Undercover, another album you're going to find in sonic splendor in the new box set The Rolling Stones, the Studio Albums Vinyl Collection 1971 to 2016, She Was Hot. We'll cool off in a few minutes, but there is dirty work afoot.
You can sometimes use an argument to make a good record.
When all access resumes.